This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
So, this is Dilemmas with Jess Ellis, and today I've got... Bob is just scratching around under this table. Bobble, please, we've got guests. So, I have got Luke Jurdy here with me today in my house. How do you like my house? You've never been before?
I love it. It's it's full of things.
It's literally like a hoarder's house.
Yeah.
I'm joking, of course. Luke has been here many, many times. He's actually here recovering from a hangover with a Sunday dinner.
Yeah, I had a really heavy weekend with all the lads. There was like a Hollyoaks football trip away to Edinburgh.
Yeah, so I know Luke from, well, there's many reasons that I know Luke, actually. We're very intertwined.
We are.
But you will know Luke as Jesse Donovan in Hollyoaks.
That's right.
Who I never, fortunately, got to snog. This was one thing that was quite... Luke goes out with Daisy Wood Davis, who played Kim, who's my best friend. And this was always a fear for us. So I'm pretty glad that I'm dead, because we'd never had to do it.
That's what I said to you, wasn't it, before you left? I was like, the one saving grace is that we'd never had to snog.
Yeah, so I'm just going to hand this over to you. Anything okay. That you want to say, like what your interests and what you're up to. I know that you are really into your fitness and you do a little... Fresh plan and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. Do you want to just give us a little bit of background knowledge on you, Luke Jurdy?
Yeah, so I've been in Hollyoaks for 3 years. Been a professional actor since I was 21. I'm 28 now. Well into health and fitness. Yeah, I've got a fitness plan out with my friend Maz, who's a personal trainer. And I
Maz Fresh PT.
Maz Fresh PT, personal trainer to the stars.
Was my PT on and off for... A month when I could be bothered.
Yeah, January's your month.
Yeah, January is my month. That's great that you've got time to do stuff like that as well as...
Yeah, I think I just try and be as productive as possible. So it's like if I've got up at 6 or 6:30 in the morning and done a load of stuff, like productive stuff by midday, I feel so much happier by the end of the day.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's just, I don't know, really.
You didn't get up till 11:30 today though, did you?
No. Thanks for that, yeah. No, I'm super disciplined all the time. Yeah, no, after the weekend is...
So, you know that I like to play games.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little bit of an icebreaker, a bit of a zip-zap boing. You know what I'm talking about if you're an actor.
Okay, yeah.
So I've got this game, yeah. What's That Smell?
Right, okay.
Okay, so for any 90s kids out there, Smell-O-Vision, do you remember Smell-O-Vision?
I don't remember Smell-O-Vision.
Smell-O-Vision was like, basically you bought a book to go along with a TV programme, and then at certain... points you scratched and sniffed the smell.
What?
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. So I'm bringing it back. So what's that smell?
Okay.
So I need you to open... I'll do this as well. Like, I'm fair. I'm not just making you smell shit.
Is that what it is? It's shit.
No. It could be. Every
smell on What's That Smell is shit.
It could be a nice, pleasant smell.
Yeah.
And it could be... a horrible spell, but okay. You just get a point if you get what the actual smell is.
Okay.
So do you want to go first?
Yeah. Oh, I think I looked at the answer.
Oh my God, you've not.
I didn't know what to do.
So you scratch that.
And don't reveal that.
Don't
yet,
reveal that.
Which
and
is
smell
what
it and tell me what
so
it is.
Scratch it.
Scratch it, yeah. Brush it and then get a big smell. What is it?
Oh, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm bad at stuff like this. It smells like kind of sweet. I'm going to go with like... candy or toffee or something like that. Do I have to pick one?
Yeah, candy or toffee are quite different.
See, this is where my competitive side's coming in. I'm like, I have to get it.
I think that if you get it right, then you don't get a nasty smelling one. But if you get it wrong, then I'm going to have to give you a nasty one.
Right, yeah, because this is quite nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to say candy. I
candy,
know that's
you
Mary Pin?
Okay, cool. Go.
Candy.
What is it?
Oh, it's oh, grape. Oh,
so not
well, it doesn't smell like grape. Hold on. 5 was grape. 3 berries, fruit punch. 1 tutti frutti. I think I should get 1 for that because tutti frutti is candy.
Okay, well, let me see how well I do.
See if you can get it. You should get that this one.
I'm really good at smells.
I bet you are, yeah. Oh. Does it smell bad?
It's just not nice like that.
Yeah, this was nice.
It smells like oregano. It smells like pizza or spaghetti bolognese.
That's a nice smell, surely.
I'm going to go with pizza, Italian pizza.
You got
oh my
it.
God, it's pizza.
See, I knew the answer obviously because I'd already seen it, so I was trying not to give anything away.
So,
but yeah,
for that reason,
it.
I'm going to give you the bad one.
Right, okay. Okay.
So don't look at this, right? Close your eyes.
Okay.
So this is your forfeit.
Why do I have to close my eyes? Oh, no. What are you doing?
Right, okay. So, yeah, it's fit. It's facing me. Now, I'm going to hand it to you. At the count of three, I want you to do a big, huge sniff up, okay?
Oh, no. Has it made you gag?
Yeah, okay. One, oh, no. One, two, three. Oh. No, what is it?
Oh, my God. It stinks. I'm so bad. I've no idea.
What do you think?
It just smells bad. I don't know. I might have to give it another go.
Go on, give it another go.
Again, is how competitive I am.
Give it another go.
Oh, my God, it's disgusting. Oh, no, I can't do that again.
Oh, what is it? If you had to take a guess.
B.O.
I'm going to reveal it to you.
I'm so bad at this game.
I'm going to reveal it to you, and you can read it out for me.
Okay. It's extra old toe juice. Oh, my God. I knew it was some sort of bodily
fluid
odour. Yeah.
Well, thank you for playing that game with me. You lost, by the way, just to let you know that.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm just going to take a little drink of my huge glass of gin. It's definitely not nearly 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, this is David, 27, from Preston.
Oh, Michael's hometown.
Yeah, I mentioned this before. We have had a few people from Preston.
Have you?
So, David. Hi, Jess. My girlfriend has recently started amateur dramatics.
Okay.
Bit of Amdram. We've all been there. Have you been there?
I did Amdram, yeah.
Yeah, I did loads of Amdram, loads of pantos.
What did we do? Mac and Mabel we did. A musical.
Oh, my God.
And I was the young rider, the upstart.
I think I did Hunchback of Notre Dame. No, I wasn't Hunchback, but I don't know what I was. And because she's brilliant, she's landed the lead female role in their next production. I really want to support her, but I'm really uncomfortable that she's got to kiss another man. I know it's acting and it's just my insecurities, but he's a good-looking fella.
Can you read it in a Preston accent?
He's a good-looking fella. And last night I found out he was single too. My dilemma is, can I ask her not to do the kiss?
No.
You're asking two actors here as well.
Yeah.
I would be so angry if Michael did that to me. Mm. I would be like, this is my job. But also, flip side, if you're not an actor, I get it. Like, how weird is that? You don't, like, Michael doesn't go into the office in the photocopy and he's like, morning, Jane. Imagine.
Maybe he does.
Yeah, maybe he does. I've never been in there. Maybe he does. Maybe that's why he loves it so much, his new job.
Yeah, Jane is just constantly kissing Jane. You're asking two actors this, and it might be difficult, but you just got to trust that it's all good. I mean,
you've got kind of like first-hand experience of this, really, with Daisy, haven't you? Because for you, you had it quite easy because she was a lesbian, wasn't she?
She's had it with me, I suppose.
I've had to kiss about
4 or 5 different girls since being in Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
I think there's like, as long as there's no tongue, then...
Wait, is that your rule?
Well, no. I mean, it would depend. Like, say... Like, if you're doing a...
always tongue Duncan. He loves
it. He's gay, though. And I think there's a difference with... If you're doing a really kind of serious film, drama, TV, whatever, and the director says, you've used tongue, it's got to be passionate, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think if you're choosing to use tongue for no other reason than you're using tongue, then I think I don't really get that.
See, I mean, I've never, like, to be honest, that like, I did snog a lot of people in Hollyoaks, but for the majority of Hollyoaks I was single.
Yeah.
And like, even when I was kissing Duncan, actually, I was only kind of just getting to know Michael, so it wasn't an issue at all. Like, it would have been weird if it was, because it was so early on.
But I don't think I'd do it anyway. Even if I was single, I wouldn't do it.
I always used to slip it in with Fab as well.
But why?
I don't know, because that's how I kiss.
That's weird to me.
Why? Because I didn't see
it. I just don't get it.
Because I think it's weird, like, the other way, because I'm like, I'm just kissing, like, I'm not that's how I kiss.
I think it's a much more invasive thing for someone to sit their tongue in, particularly without warning. I mean, like, fair enough.
I love that we keep saying tongue.
Fair enough. If you've discussed it before and you're like, right, we're gonna snog with tongue, then that's a different thing.
I think that's really weird that you would discuss it beforehand and say we're gonna do it with tongue.
Well, of course you would, because the other person might be awkward about it, or the other person might be in a relationship where they don't want to do that. No, like, it's still
saliva going into saliva.
It's a completely different kiss. If your tongues are touching each other, then it's a completely different thing.
See, I guess that, like, I probably wouldn't go straight in with the tongue, but if it naturally just came out and
that would be weird. If someone did that to me, I'd be like, that's weird.
To be honest, I've never actually even thought about it until you said it.
Right.
So I've never even thought afterwards, like...
Maybe it's some... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would... Yeah, I'd would think about it even if I wasn't in a relationship, and have thought about it when I've not been in a relationship. Mm. And I've never done kisses in acting with tongue, unless a director specifically goes, use tongue here, yeah, or whatever, and we need to see it to show that passion or whatever, then it's completely different. But if it's not and it's your choice, then I don't really get why you would. It's acting, darling.
Yeah, but it just comes out. It's like emotion, like having a wee and sometimes a poo slips out. Right.
Yeah, I mean, that analogy is so ridiculous to compare that to tonguing someone in rehearsing practicing.
Well, okay, so I kind of get where this guy's coming from.
Completely, of course,
but,
yeah.
Like, on the other side of it, like, the acting world is renowned for, I mean, anything like that, as is Strictly, the curse of Strictly.
Yeah.
Like, that when people get close together, you know, sometimes think bonds get made. Mm. Now, also, like, I don't think you have any right to step into anyone's thing and go, you're doing this, this is your hobby, and how silly would she feel to turn around and go, oh, I love this guy, but sorry, I can't do the kiss. I think that's really, it's quite selfish.
Yeah, and I don't think you should ask her not to do it, no. And also, yeah, she might not have that choice because it's the director's choice, ultimately,
yeah,
if you're doing that. But yeah, I can completely see where he's coming from because it's the first time that this has ever happened.
Yeah.
And it's Amdram, which is, you know, it's then a different thing, isn't it? Because it blurs the lines of hobby and a job that you're getting paid for. So then perhaps it's a different thing
but
as well.
I guess a lot of people as well, if they are keen, that's where they kind of start out, isn't there?
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of like where they're learning their craft and stuff. I just think that my answer to this dilemma is like, you need to just trust your girlfriend. If you're in love with your girlfriend, trust that she wants to do this project and it is what it is. It's just that it's written on the page, they kiss here. That's how, and also like, can I just want to be a bit blunt here and just say like, I think you need to get over yourself, support your girlfriend and what she's doing.
Yeah, and don't be insecure about it. And if anything's going to happen, then it will happen and she's not worth being with anyway. And you wouldn't look back and go, well, if only she hadn't done that kiss.
No,
you know, it's always
exactly.
Gonna,
I'd be I'd be more worried about the secret, you know, nights out in the pub and stuff after rehearsals.
Yeah, Sean Walsh.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, and we just wanted to let you know a bit more about us.
Sound Rebel produced this podcast, and we work with all sorts of personalities to help them engage with their current audiences.
We work with actors, football commentators, comedians, personal trainers, radio presenters, hello, influencers, and even world record holders.
So, if you've got an audience but don't have a podcast, get in touch with us.
Oh, and tell us you heard this ad, and we'll produce your first episode for free.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now and take your place in the fastest growing broadcast medium in the world.
Right, back to the episode.
So we're on to our next dilemma. Mm-hmm. This is Chloe, 24, from Birmingham. That was awful.
That was terrible.
I'm an actor, by the way. Any casting directors listening, I can do accents. Hi, Jess. My boyfriend is a little overweight and it's great that he's committed to the gym. However, he's also taking supplements and has a lot of protein, like he's training for the world's strongest man when he's probably there 3 times a week. My dilemma is simple. He's not losing weight. When he asks me the question, do you think I've lost weight? Do I lie so that he keeps committed, or do I tell him the truth? This is quite a good one for you, Luke, actually, because obviously you do your plan and stuff and you're like you know loads about the gym and like what like works and what food works and stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously do people like ask you for advice and stuff that you know?
Yeah, I suppose so. Like, yeah, because I've kind of gone on a bit of my own fitness journey and transformation journey.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Over the past few years where I've like lost a lot of fat and kind of look better.
Because you were kind of like, you were like, because you're quite small, aren't you? You don't mind me saying that. You're a tiny little man.
I'm 5'7" and a half.
But like, you were quite stocky when I first met you.
Yeah.
And also, your diet has changed. Like, I just used to see you eating packets of chicken. Long gone is the chicken. Yeah, Daisy came in, the chicken went out.
Wild fish only now. Wild caught fish.
Wild caught fish.
Wild salmon. Yeah, I just ordered some wild salmon fillets.
So I guess that this is a dilemma because, like, we all know what it's like to go to the gym if you're not used to it, and also like everyone wants their partners or whatever to be healthy.
Yeah.
But do you think that she should lie to him? Because to me it sounds like he's not, like, because there is a lot of like gym protein shakes, or a lot of miscommunication maybe out there about that world. Maybe, like, if she doesn't want to obviously hurt his feelings by saying she's not losing weight, but maybe point him in the right direction of how he could.
Yeah, I think, yeah, just tell him to download my fitness plan. No, brilliant. No, I'm joking. I mean, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because really, for me, if I'm trying to lose weight and I would be weighing myself.
Oh, is someone here?
Come in.
Yeah, come in.
Come in.
Who's at the door? They've never been 21 before.
Oh, it's Rory Douglas Spees.
Rory Douglas Spees.
Here he is. Oh. How are you, matey?
I'm coming early.
Hi, Rory. You can sit with Bob. I'm just going to simplify this one for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to generalise it for other people. Like,
yeah.
Do you think it's all right to lie to someone that you love about what they look like to
yes.
make them feel better?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a difference between if somebody you love is genuinely concerned about their health and are in a bit of a bad way in terms of, you know, anything.
Fitness,
like,
levels,
yeah,
and stuff.
Fitness levels or weight or whatever, and they have genuine concerns, then, and they genuinely want your help, then you can go, okay, why don't you try this or why don't you try that, because they're opening themselves up to you. But if somebody's just going,
like, aesthetically,
yeah, if, like, somebody just wants a bit of encouragement, then you shouldn't lie to you can lie to them, I think.
You think?
Yeah, so you just go, yeah, like, you look great, keep it up.
So, oh my god, how many times have you lied to me?
Never asked me.
Like, no, but I mean, like, in terms of, like, if someone's like, oh, do I look good in this, or do it, like, yeah, would you, like, if Daisy had a dress on and she really liked it, would you, and you didn't actually like it, would you tell her?
Yeah, I'm quite bad at that. Yeah.
Yes, I love that you're being so honest. Thank you for being so honest.
What? No, I mean, I would tell her that it's bad.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, like, it depends. If I know that she is absolutely in love with what she's wearing,
right,
I wouldn't tell her that I didn't like it. I'd say yes, like, I do like it, even if I thought it was hideous.
Would you?
Yeah, because if she's,
it's
like...
It's almost like...
And also, she knows more about fashion than I do.
You don't like it when we take the piss out of your clothes, though, do you?
No, I used to get a bit sensitive about it.
We used to call your jackets Martin Fowler jackets. Yeah,
I remember I took it back.
And you got really upset about it. We were like, ooh, Martin Fowler, what are you selling on your store today?
Yeah, it's when I got an army, like, camo one as well. And you were like, oh, army Martin Fowler. And I was like, yeah, I took it back. I got very annoyed about that. Yeah.
For me, like... I've always, like, kind of had that kind of, like, wear what you want. Like, so even if, like, you or Michael were like, I don't like that, I'm being serious, that, like, I genuinely wouldn't give a fuck.
No, exactly.
I would still wear it, because I've always been like that. But other people,
that's,
are more,
you,
sensitive.
Though, yeah. You're much more like, you've got your very individual style.
Yeah.
And you look like Noel Fielding, so.
And sorry, can you just correct that? He looks like me.
Yeah, sorry. He looks like you. He models his shirts.
I was wearing
on
those
you.
Shirts before I even knew that Bake Off was a chance for him. In answer to that, the question, I would say...
Oh, sorry, yeah.
For me, I think this is quite a sensitive subject, so I would say be kind about it. You know, you don't have to say, oh, you've not lost any weight or whatever. I would maybe say, have you thought about, like, oh, my friend's following this plan and they've done this.
Yeah.
Like,
I think taking an interest in it. If she's bothered, like, if she's not bothered that he's a little bit overweight, then just leave him to it and go, yeah, you look good. But if he's genuinely, like, trying to...
For health reasons.
Yeah, then just point him in the right direction. Just be like, oh, I've been reading this and this guy says you should do this. And there's so much stuff out there, but... It's whatever works for that person. So if she can go, oh, I've read this article the other day and it's about this, and maybe you should try this app or this thing or blah, 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 then he will like it that she's taken an interest,
yeah,
I'd imagine.
Instead of being like,
no, it's not working. Because he's obviously working really hard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in answer to that, just be kind. Right, so we've come to Jenny, 29, from Wolverhampton.
Oh, Wolverhampton. Oh,
again,
my God,
yours
was
terrible.
That was shocking.
Why are we so bad? We're not selling ourselves as actors.
With a Brummie accent.
Okay, my husband ditched me back in August for fantasy football. As a joke.
Good.
Ring any bells?
Good.
As a joke, I've seen a lot of Daisy's Instagram of, like, FIFA widow. As a joke, I went into his app and played his wild card, replacing his whole squad with shit players. He said it's the worst thing I've ever done to him, and he pulled a strop. Here's the dilemma. Do I actually have to apologise, or is he being a child?
No, that is one of the worst things
right,
you could possibly do.
You're going to have to explain this for a normal person with a life like me.
Okay, well, I take umbrage with you saying that for a start. right, fantasy football is a game that you either take seriously or you don't take seriously.
For me,
yeah.
The hint in that is the word fantasy.
Yeah, it's a game. It's a game. Just like you enjoy playing What's That Smell? I enjoy playing fantasy football.
I definitely wouldn't be worried if you sabotage What's That Smell.
But. No, but this is a different thing. So some you can play fantasy football for money in some situations, in other situations you don't. It would all depend on the amount of time that you spend on it. So if you're...
Isn't that your choice, though?
Yeah,
to spend time on a... On a
yeah, of course
fantasy.
It is. So don't, yeah, of course it is. So don't then destroy everything that I've built.
Brilliant.
Like, you can't...
Isn't this like Sims?
No, because you're picking players based on what happens in real life.
So basically what you're trying to say to me now is that there's some kind of skill behind it.
Oh, it's all skill. Yeah, of course. Yeah, because you're picking players that you think...
All skill.
But it is, because you think you're picking players that you think will score,
okay.
Or you think will get points, blah, blah, blah. If you've spent all that time doing something and then your partner destroys that.
If you spent all that time in sacrifice to your relationship, in terms of like you spent all that time that you've kind of been like leaving your relationship a little bit, is that fair though?
I mean, there's not...
She's obviously feeling a bit like, oh, you've just literally...
Well, then she should have spoke to him, not sabotage his team. Like, honestly, that is unacceptable.
Sabotage his team. I love how passionate you're being about this.
That is completely unacceptable, particularly if he's in a mini league with his mates and there's banter flying around.
Oh my
God. He's doing better than... Jess, there's 5.5 million people that play this game. They're not all nerdy geeks that sit in their pants choosing football players.
I don't get it. Like,
I'm saying it's a very popular game.
Yeah, no, I take that on board. It's very popular.
Yeah.
But should...
if you're playing for money as well, if you've put some money in.
Right, okay, let's just
say you're top of the league, right? I'm playing in a league which if you finish top, you win £1,000, right? And Daisy might benefit from that £1,000.
Right, okay, so I'm just going to throw this in there. There's no money involved in this situation.
Right.
In her situation, should she apologise?
Yeah, of course she should apologise. She just wrecked something that her boyfriend's really into.
Okay.
Bang out of order.
So for instance, right, I don't really understand what this is all about, right?
Yeah.
And thank God Michael's not really into anything like that, but like...
Well, he likes a bet though, doesn't
he? Oh, he loves a bet.
What if he sabotaged his bet that was coming
in?
Yeah,
but then I think that's different, like, because obviously I know that's to do with like... money. And
so if you're playing a game and it's not for money,
I hate games. So Michael plays
what?
Yeah, no, but like computer games, I don't like them.
Oh right, computer games. Okay,
so like, say,
but what's the difference in enjoying a computer game to enjoying a game of What's That Smell? Or
because
that's whatever.
Interactive with another person that I'm sat opposite.
So's a computer game if you're playing it with a friend.
Well, yeah, kind of. I take that point on board, but like, say for instance Michael plays this game on his phone, right? And I actually want to smash his phone into bits because he plays it so much. And it's like Angry Birds Oh, here he is.
Here he is, speak of the devil.
Here he is, Angry Birds Fiend.
She's just on about smashing your phone up.
For your Angry Birds.
I love Angry Birds.
He plays this game and it annoys me sometimes. I'm like, right, are we going to watch this film or are we going to do this? It's the same as about fantasy football. Mm. So if he'd been doing that and I just went on it and like lost his life, say for instance, he went to the toilet and I went, pressed it. And he... lost a life or something bad happened. I don't know. We went down a level or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't...
Yeah, that's a different thing. Angry Birds is completely different to fantasy football.
Yeah,
fantasy football is something that you build up over weeks and weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
Weeks.
Like, if I didn't know that fact and I just went in and kind of thought it was a bit of a laugh to just be like, oh, press this button.
If she's lost her, you're giving her a lot more credit than she's actually put on her dilemma. She hasn't said, I know nothing about fantasy football.
Right,
she said, I've lost my husband to fantasy football. So she knows he spends a lot of time playing it.
Yeah.
She knows it means a lot to him. And she's deliberately sabotaged his team. She should apologise.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. Just apologise. And if there's a problem, speak to him about it. Say, can you spend a bit less time on your fantasy football team?
I guess it's perspective, isn't it? Because I'm just like, what the fuck? It's like a game. Like, why would you apologise? But then I guess...
It's all about time spent.
If I was doing this podcast, for instance, but then I think that's different. If I was like drawing a picture and Michael came and just scribbled it...
Mm.
I don't draw pictures much.
Yeah, but have you been? Yeah, but have you been drawing that picture for 3 hours a week for 16 weeks?
Okay, so I'm going to say at the end of this, she should apologise with a side note
of
that maybe she should talk to him and say, listen, it's getting a bit ridiculous.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Right, yeah. If it's taken over, it shouldn't do. It's not a game that would need to take over a relationship. Well, an hour a day tops.
Jesus Christ, that's an hour a day.
Yeah, tops.
Of all the subjects we have spoke about tonight, I can't believe how passionate and articulate Luke has been about this subject. Well, thank you so much for helping us out today with our dilemmas.
Thank you. I like that last one the best. Maybe Fantasy Football could sponsor this podcast.
Yeah, they could. You've talked enough about it, so maybe they could.
Just a word from our sponsors.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Triple Captain.
Hello, this is Triple Captain, the unofficial Fantasy Premier League podcast, which has just one aim: to get you to the top of your mini-league.
He's Luke Jurdy, an FPL-obsessed actor and top 10k finisher. And I'm Rich Wolfenden, a TalkSport commentator and presenter on Radio X. So what makes us different from other FPL podcasts?
Well, first of all, we're an unofficial FPL podcast, which means that we can say what we like. There's no club or Premier League affiliations, means that there's no ego rubbing or pleasing the sponsors.
We also pack our podcasts with guests. We've already had Lloyd Griffith from Soccer AM, Pete Donaldson from the Football Ramble, Caroline Barker from Sky Sports and Five Live, Toby Tarrant from Radio X, James Sutton from the Anfield Rap, and Adam Wilborn from What Culture on the podcast. And we've got loads more guests lined up for the rest of the season.
Finally, we don't go on forever. Our podcasts are not that long, so you can get all the information you need for your game week without having to spend too much time with us, which, let's face it, is probably for the best.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app.